and we're going to be talking about the media, the suppression of truth that's going on, and this is something that he has spent some time, he's going to be coming up here in just a moment, something that he has spent some time researching over the years that he has specialized in, and it's, of course, not new to most of our audience here on RBN, very much aware. In fact, that's why RBN exists, because of the suppression of truth in the media. But anyway, it's always interesting to hear from someone who's been an insider, been there, been behind the scenes, seen how it works, and can tell us firsthand, you know, how it, what's actually going on. I want to get also in the future, haven't been able to make contact with her yet. If anybody has any contact info for her, let me know. She was the editor. Borgeson is her name. And she was the head editor. She also contributed a chapter to a book called Into the Buzzsaw. And she actually worked for, I think it was CBS. She was an Emmy Award-winning reporter for them. And she got so disgusted with how every time, you know, she would break a major story about government corruption or corruption in big business, she could expose local corruption in local government, local corruption in small businesses, local businesses. But as soon as she would deal with one of the Fortune 500 companies or the federal government, that's it. She would get shut down. And so that's why she went ahead and started working on this book. And several other media people, too, who had the same problem, came forward and contributed chapters. So highly recommend you read it. You want to know how the media works from behind the scenes. Anyway, we do have Cliff Kincaid. He's only going to be on for a half hour, so I really want to jump into this here. I don't want to waste any time. Welcome to the show, Cliff.
Well, it's good to be with you.
Yeah, great. Glad to have you. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. Did you actually work for any of the major media yourself at one point, or...?
I came through the University of Toledo Journalism Communications Program, and from there came into D.C. in the summer of 78. Then I had been writing freelance for various publications, including Human Events newspaper. But frankly, when I went through journalism, I realized that journalism had changed from what I thought it would be. And so I became a media critic, and really, upon my graduation from college, coming to D.C., I joined with Reed Irvine at Accuracy in Media and have been associated with AIM in one capacity or other ever since.
So you've obviously rubbed shoulders with some of the bigwigs in the media?
Well, I mean, we've been, as you know, through AIM, very critical of all the big media. We deal with them. We try to. We go to their annual meetings. We communicate directly with the top brass, including the publishers and the owners and the board of directors. And so you might say we get up close and personal with them.
Wow. I don't imagine you're very popular, though, with them, huh?
No, they don't. They don't really like to see us, but one of the geniuses of Reed Irvine's pioneering work was he figured, hey, if we just buy a few shares of stock in these big media companies, that entitles us to go to their annual meetings. So, you know, we don't go as just members of the press, although I've done that on occasion. We go there as stockholders.
Wow.
With a right to ask questions, and so they really can't ignore us.
Wow, that's a good strategy. That's excellent. So, yeah, I mean, you must have heard and seen some pretty interesting things. I'll tell you what, we're going to go to a break, but when we come back, I'd like to hear some of your behind-the-scenes experiences, if you don't mind sharing, if you're able to.
Of course.
So yeah, stick with us, folks. Short commercial break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Lance Keltner, and I firmly support Ron Paul as next president of the United States. That's why myself and New Disaster will be rocking San Antonio in support of Ron. It's going to be a great day of music. Don't miss it.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Hi, I'm David White of the Glorious Dregs, and I support Ron Paul for president in 2008. Please join us when the Ron Paul Revolution sweeps through San Antonio on Saturday, July 28th.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hey, welcome back to Two Minutes Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Cliff Kincaid, media critic, on with us. If you don't mind, I'd be curious to hear, and I'm sure the listeners would be curious to hear some of your experiences, whatever you're able to share. You know, just it's interesting to get this inside perspective here.
Well, a couple of things that happened this year, I thought, Charles, were very significant. We went to the Washington Post annual meeting, and this is, of course, a big company. They not only run the Washington Post newspaper here in D.C., but they own Newsweek and several TV stations, plus the Kaplan Educational Services Corporation. But we went into the Post meeting asking about the paper's relationship to an institute run out of the Washington Post building that provides money to an illegal alien support group. It's called CASA of Maryland, a group that gets a lot of federal and state money, but also got quite a bit of money from the Philip L. Graham Foundation, which, of course, is named after the first owner of the Washington Post, and it today is run by his son, Donald Graham, the Post chairman. Well, we asked about this money given to CASA of Maryland, which had just published a manual on how illegal aliens can avoid the police. And he said he didn't know anything about it. He'd look into it, blah, blah, blah. You know, this is typical of the kind of response we get from these media top brass, is that
just
they want
dodging,
to watch,
yeah.
Yeah, they want to wash their hands of it.
No, was Woodward there himself?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he runs the meeting. And, you know, this is an occasion to actually see these top brass, these big officials in action. I mean, we went to the GE annual meeting in April down in South Carolina. And GE, of course, being the owner of NBC News, MSNBC, CNBC. And one of the things that was on our minds there was that NBC News, of course, had just run these horrendous, almost obscene videos of the Virginia Tech massacre shooter, in which he talked about how he was going to go on this rampage and kill all these people, which he did. As you know, he had sent to NBC News this videotape right before he carried out the massacre and then killed himself. Well, we questioned why NBC News had put all of this on the air, basically becoming an outlet for this character's propaganda, really rubbing salt into the actual wounds of the victims and their families. And NBC News' decision to air these videos turned a lot of people against the network, especially down on the campus in the aftermath of the horrible massacre. Well, Jeffrey Immelt, the chairman of GE, who was there presiding over the meeting, basically defended what NBC had done. He didn't have any excuses or apologies. But we got him on the record about that. Another fascinating thing that happened at that meeting was a lot of GE workers showed up complaining about the company manufacturing these compact fluorescent light bulbs. You know, the so-called CFLs. These are the Curly Q light bulbs.
Yeah.
The ones that are supposed to save us all this energy and save us all this money.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out GE is making all of those in communist China.
That figures, huh?
Yeah, it figures, and it's costing these GE workers a lot of their jobs.
Sure.
And they're not too happy about that. Plus, these light bulbs from communist China, the CFLs, have a lot of mercury in them, which, of course, is toxic and potentially hazardous to human health. So that issue was raised as well. It's, you know, these are embarrassing topics for these
media
brats.
NBC won't be reporting on that, of course, because they're owned by GE.
Absolutely nothing was covered on the NBC-owned networks about that. And needless to say, when NBC aired about 50 hours or more of Al Gore's Live Earth concerts about a week or so ago, nothing was said about the dangers of the CFL bulb. So,
yes, so much for Mr. Environment.
This is the kind of thing we zero in on, which is embarrassing to the big media, but we figure somebody's got to do it, and we've been doing it now for almost 40 years.
Wow, that's fantastic. So how many people are in your group?
Well, the actual membership is hard to figure now because, as you know, most of the work these days is done over the Internet, where we have literally hundreds of thousands of people reading our stuff. Some of them may not join the organization per se, but people
can get... But they're supportive in other ways, yeah.
Exactly. They contribute online. We still send out a regular hard copy twice a month newsletter, the AIM report, but people can still get that, our weekly columns and other special reports up at our website, aim.org, all of it for free, of course.
Now, let me ask, do you, and I want to have you plug your website here in a minute, but do you ever get the impression dealing with these people, you know, obviously at the top, I think we're just dealing with people that are looking to make money and play politics, but I mean, on the level of the average, or maybe not average, but the upper crust reporters, do you really think that they believe half the stuff that they're touting? I mean, they don't even do their own investigative journalism anymore, do they? They just read off a script, basically. But do you think that they buy this stuff themselves?
Oh, you'll have to go on a case-by-case, individual basis. You know, some of them are good people who respond to legitimate criticism, but others are very lazy or even incompetent and just want to spend as little time as possible actually researching a story. Some of them are professional talking heads who really don't do any hard work anymore. They just get up there and spout off endlessly. There's some good ones out there. But frankly, the standards of the media have declined precipitously over the last several decades.
Sure.
Even while the liberal media continue losing viewers and news consumers and their audience, they seem to never wise up.
Yeah, well, I mean, so much for liberal media. They're not very critical of the crimes of the current administration. They're not saying a heck of a lot, you know.
Well, there are a lot of legitimate stories that could be reported about this administration. I just got back from a conference in Dallas where we focused in on the dangers associated with this so-called Security and Prosperity Partnership.
Yeah.
Which is leading to a North American community or even a
right.
North American Union. You know, I've been covering this issue myself, going to some of the conferences, and yet you'd be hard-pressed to find any mention of this in any of the major media except for Lou Dobbs on CNN.
Lou Dobbs, yeah. That's it. That's the only one I know of.
So Lou Dobbs, as a matter of fact, has proven to be really doing the hard work that we should expect of the rest of the media. I mean, he,
yeah.
for example, had me on talking about this North American Union. He had me on talking about the Washington Post giving money to this illegal alien support group. Now, he's willing to take on these hard issues.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's hard to identify anybody else in the major media willing to do so.
Have you done anything with Keith Olbermann? Because generally he seems to be pretty open and critical, too.
Well, he's open and critical of the Bush administration. He's trying to make his mark by being the leading Bush basher in the media.
yeah, but I don't think he's addressed the border thing, though, huh? The Pan-American.
No, because, you know, he doesn't really do anything critical of the Democrats.
Yeah.
He's a former sportscaster who's decided he's found his niche, and that is to bash the Bush administration. You know, what I find very troubling about his show is he basically never interviews anybody who disagrees with him.
Yeah.
He only interviews fellow liberals. You know,
yeah,
at least
right.
with Bill O'Reilly on Fox News, and I've got a lot of criticism of O'Reilly, but at least he tries to go out of his way to find people to disagree with so they can have a good exchange of views and create some controversy. But with Olbermann, he just wants to have on people who are going to stroke him, and he'll stroke them back.
Yeah, you can't get locked into this left-right thing because they both have their problems.
They all do. And anybody who searches through our website at AIM.org knows that we've been very, very critical of Fox News, MSNBC, NBC News, Washington Post, all the major media. We don't spare anybody really any criticism. We are conservative ourselves, but I venture to say, and our record proves it, that we are independents. We do not. I'm doing a column we're releasing today on the no-win war in Iraq and how both Bush and the Democrats are really pursuing the same strategy.
Oh, exactly.
Which is basically to turn over the country to the UN.
Yeah.
The only difference between them is when they're going to pull the troops out, whether it's in 3, 6 months, or a year from now. But both parties are pursuing the same policy, and it's another no-win war.
Right. And so, the liberals, the Democrats, who are cheering for, like, Hillary the next election, there isn't going to be much difference, really. She's already stated that she supports the same agenda. It's going to be business as usual.
Well, there will be some differences. There are differences between the two parties, for example, on the return of the fairness doctrine, which might affect you. The Democrats have made it clear they want to bring back the fairness doctrine, and if they get a President Hillary who appoints the third member of the FCC, they'll have a 3-2 majority to bring it back, whereas the Republicans are against it and have voted
yeah.
that way.
Yeah. But, I mean, as far as, like, the war goes, it'll be business as usual. They won't, you know.
Yeah, both parties, especially now with Bush in his final throes of his presidency, are more and more relying on the UN and pursuing a globalist foreign policy, passing more treaties. I mean, Bush is now pushing 35 treaties in the U.S. Senate for ratification, including Law of the Sea. You know, that kind of approach is hardly distinguishable from that of Hillary Clinton or Obama.
So these are all UN created treaties?
Most of them are UN treaties, but not all of them. Some of them are just run-of-the-mill, ordinary international agreements.
But so much for his claim to be a conservative. Of course, he's not. But anyway, we've got to take a short break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, even star photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, even star users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And we've just got a couple more minutes left here. And the time we have left, I wanted to give you a chance to plug your website or anything else you wanted to mention.
Well, of course, our website is aim.org, aim.org, where you can find our latest, our archives, sign up for our email updates, and keep on top of what we're doing. It should be a very exciting a couple years ahead.
So let me, I'm just curious, there's been so many problems that have arisen with issues like, you know, 9/11 related. Like, for example, you know, you've got the cleanup crew members that are now dying left and right from cancer, and the media isn't really covering this at all. It's only through the underground media that you hear about this. But the death toll from 9/11 is rising by the day. There's been hundreds of people now that have been diagnosed with terminal Hodgkin's lymphoma and other cancers, and there are many more. You know, there's already been, I don't know, 3-4 dozen that have died, and unfortunately, as the months and years go on, there's going to be a lot more, too, hundreds more that are going to be dying from this. Are you guys aware of this? Have you been doing any work with this to expose this? Because the media is just totally silent. This is a crime.
I can't say I've done any specific stories on that aspect of the 9/11 tragedy, but we have covered the lies and the aftermath of 9/11 to the extent that we've been able to document it. Everybody has to realize, and obviously everybody knows, that the federal government and, to a certain extent, our state and local governments are corrupt and incompetent. That's why 9/11 happened. That's why it was not prevented. And it's no surprise, Charlie, that people are dying because of their exposure to the dangers associated with that day.
Yeah, because they lied to them about the condition of the air there.
Yeah, and you know, ironically, I think perhaps now that the Democrats are in charge of Congress, we will get some more oversight of the federal government in general, but also in particular the response in the aftermath of 9/11. We're starting to see the Democrats do some good work in terms of hearings into other government schemes that have gone awry, such as bringing the Mexican trucks into the United States, the contaminated and poisonous Chinese goods coming into the United States. A lot of work has to be done on this, and of course, the media need to cover it as well.
Yeah, there's just a total blackout, and it's sickening because, I mean, this is going to come back on them one way or other eventually, you know.
But, you know, one of the big gripes we've had is that these are all legitimate issues that deserve to be covered. But what do we get from these 24/7 cable news operations? You know, endless coverage of Paris Hilton, Anna
yeah.
Nicole Smith. The latest missing person. You know, Lou Dobbs.
Like a soap opera.
Lou Dobbs had me on his show once to talk about this North American Union, and he said, why doesn't the media cover the issue of national sovereignty and how it's being eroded and taken away? And
right.
I said, well, you know, if national, basically I said, if national sovereignty had big breasts and shapely legs, maybe we'd get some attention to it.
It's so sad. People are being lulled into a coma while the nation's burning around them. It's like, you know, Nero fiddling while Rome's burning. I mean, it's
no question, but we've got major media figures who just talk for a living. They don't do any research anymore. They don't cover stories. They don't know what it means to cover a story. I mean, some of these people have no journalistic background. They don't know what who, what, when, where, why, and how means.
Yeah.
And you know, it's more to generate controversy or have a shouting match.
Or entertain, yeah.
You know,
Dan Rather has even said that the media today, they're not asking the key questions, they're not homing in on the important issues.
Yeah, too bad he didn't take that to heart when he was running his own news show.
Yeah, exactly. Now that he's retired, now he's coming out with... Although he did, before he retired, he actually gave a good interview. Of course, it was with the BBC in a foreign press overseas. He didn't talk that way here.
Well, of course, you know, Rather was eventually let go for legitimate reasons because of that hit piece on George W. Bush. They got on the air too quickly with phony documents, and it backfired on him. You know, that's not the mark of a good reporter either. So he can say all he wants to after the fact about what good journalism is, but he didn't know it when he put it on the air.
Yeah, it was done sloppily. He could have actually built a good case if he did his homework right.
Well, we looked into that. I mean, they totally botched it because they had a political agenda. And
yeah.
That kind of politics is what has hurt the credibility of the media, too.
Yeah. It's the system, really, it's just, if you ask me, it's just so far gone. It's just irreformable. You've got to, just like, you know, the government in the past has had to break up monopolies, it's become a monopoly. It needs to be broken up.
Well, it's been broken up to a large extent since the time that AIM started. We've seen the advent of conservative and libertarian talk radio, cable news, the Internet. I mean, there's a lot of good out there. There's a lot of progress that has to be made. There's a lot more choices.
Right. Actually, there's been a lot of people who have been turning away from it and looking to alternative sources. Like, so that's great, like yourself. That's what needs to happen.
You know, the point is that the burden is on the news consumer, the individual, to find the truth. You've got to compare and contrast, you know.
Right.
It's not
and when you don't get it from these hucksters, it's time to look elsewhere. Tell you what, we're out of time, unfortunately. Appreciate you coming on.
It's It's been my pleasure, Charlie.
Yeah, keep up the good work. We'll have you on again sometime. Stick with us, folks. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Lance Keltner, and I firmly support Ron Paul as next president of the United States. That's why myself and New Disaster will be rocking San Antonio in support of Ron. It's going to be a great day of music. Don't miss it.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
Hi, I'm David White of the Glorious Dregs, and I support Ron Paul for president in 2008. Please join us when the Ron Paul Revolution sweeps through San Antonio on Saturday, July 28th.
Congressman Ron Paul, champion of the Constitution, is coming to San Antonio July 28th. Come hear him talk about defending liberty at the Buckhorn Museum. The fundraiser starts at 6 p.m. For tickets, call toll-free 866-RON-2008. That's 866-RON-2008.
I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week. Whoa. What was that website again? It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too. Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill? Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch. Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch. Deal.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani here. Yeah, I thought you'd find that interesting. I wish we had more time with both those guests. Michael Cremo there, like you said, he's willing to come back on. I would definitely like to interview him some more because his book just has so much information in it, just fascinating discoveries. Again, that's his book is Forbidden Archaeology. It might be something you want to check into. It is a very thick book. Not that you're going to sit down and read it from cover to cover, but it's just a great reference to have. You know, you can flip through and read about the various discoveries that he's made. And then, of course, we just had Mr. Cliff Kincaid. If we had more time, I would have liked to have delved a little bit more into the 9/11 thing. I'm not sure how much he is aware of, you know, how much cover-up has gone on with that. You know, he wasn't aware, I guess, of the problems with the cleanup crew members and, you know, the cancer rate that they've been having, high cancer rates. I'm hoping that's something he'll look into more in the future, but I would have been curious to ask him, you know, what he thought of the actual events of 9/11. It sounds like he views it as just, you know, incompetence. You know, but again, if that's the case, or if it were the case. It's not. It's far worse than that. It's criminal complicity. But even if it was just incompetence, that's something that needs to be pursued to the hilt. There needs to be trials for that. I mean, these people need to be, at least impeached for that reason, if not brought to trial. And yet nothing's been done, absolutely nothing. Everybody who was involved with 9/11 or who held high key positions on that morning and should have been, at the helm of preventing these attacks, intercept, shoot downs, whatever. Every single person across the board that was involved that morning holding high positions has either gotten raises or promotions. It's unbelievable. The best you could say about the performance of people on the job that morning is that they were colossally incompetent. And so on that basis alone, there should have been some heads rolling. But again, guys, nothing of the sort happened. On the contrary, these people basically got rewarded. In fact, they did get rewarded for such incompetence. So, I mean, I hail the work he's doing. You know, he is getting in people's faces, and he's exposing a lot of the corruption in the corporations and the North American Union. But I'd like to see more done by groups like his, talking about things like this. These crimes are even bigger. We're dealing with absolute grand scale treason. They're traitors. And then, of course, from there, I would have liked to ask him what he thought about the collapse of the towers. And is he doing anything to try to bring that to people's attention? Because buildings just don't crumble to dust in 10 seconds flat. Sorry, guys. Doesn't happen that way. They don't crumble to dust at all, as a matter of fact, regardless of how much time it took to complete pulverization. Anyway, but I thought I'd share this interesting quiz. Had a friend emailed this to me the other day. Thought it would be interesting on the show. It's a series of 10 questions, and it says if you answer 4 of them correctly, that you're not an idiot. But if you can't get at least 4 right, you're an idiot. Well, I guess I'm an idiot, because when I first read these questions, I thought I knew the answers to all of them. So here we go. Here they are. First one is, how long did the Hundred Years' War last? Think again. It's not what you think it would be. Which country makes Panama hats? Not what you think. From which animal do we get catgut? Again, don't be too quick to answer that, thinking you know what it is. In which month do the Russians celebrate the October Revolution? Sounds common sense, right? Nope, it's not what you think. What is a camel's hairbrush made of? Again, not what you think. The Canary Islands in the Pacific are named after what animal? You'd be surprised to know the answer to that. I'll give the answers in a minute. What was King George the VI's first name? Do you think it was George? What color is a purple finch? Seems common sense, right? But it's not. Where are Chinese gooseberries from? And then finally, what is the color of the black box in a commercial airplane? This is the only one I knew with certainty. Well, actually, I knew number one, too. As a history major, I knew the Hundred Years' War was not 100 years. And I knew, because of 9/11, that black boxes are not black. So I only got 20% right, didn't make the 40%, so I guess I fall into the idiot category, but I'm sure most of you probably are in the same boat here. Here's the answers. The first one, how long was the Hundred Years' War? It was actually 116 years. Why they call it the Hundred Years' War, anybody's guess. The second question, which country makes Panama hats? You think it was Panama? No, it's actually Ecuador. Why they call them Panama hats? Anybody's guess. Number three, from which animal do we get catgut? You think it's cats? Nope. It's sheep and horses. Why do they call it catgut? Who knows? Call Webster's or something. In which month do Russians celebrate the October Revolution? It's not October. It's November for some strange reason. Number five, what is a camel's hairbrush made of? Not camel hair. It is actually squirrel fur. Interesting little factoids here. The Canary Islands in the Pacific are named after which animal? Canaries? No. Ready for this one? Dogs. Number seven. What was King George VI's first name? Was it George? No. It was Albert. Number eight. What color is a purple finch? The answer is not purple. It's crimson. Where do they get these names from? Where are Chinese gooseberries from? Of all places, New Zealand. Where in the world did I get Chinese from? I don't know. And then finally, what is the color of the black box, of course, in the commercial airplane? I'm sure most of you know this answer. It's actually orange, bright orange, so it can be spotted easily. Why do they call that a black box? I'll never know. As far as the 9/11 boxes go, I think you could call that Pandora's box. Anyway, in the remaining few minutes here, thought I'd go over some more news items. Got about another 20 minutes left or so. I think I did mention yesterday, yeah, minimum wage went up as of yesterday to $5.85. That should be really good news. Now we're going to have a rip-roaring prosperity. You know, in reality, all that did was it actually caused the prices to go up. That's all they do whenever they raise the minimum wage. They just raise the cost of living, guys. They just create the illusion that they're trying to help the underdog. This whole thing's been by design, and in case you haven't noticed, in the past 30, 40 years or so, there has been a complete inordinate increase in the cost of living, you know, the average, you know, living costs, particularly regarding the price of the average home as compared to the increase of the average income. In fact, looking from 1970 up to the present, the average income has probably gone up maybe 3-4 anywhere from there to up to about 600%, let's say. Whereas the cost of the average home has gone up over 1,000%. In some areas, 3,000 and 4,000%. You know, in 1970, you could get a house for ballpark, probably ballpark figure about 20,000, let's say. Today, that same house, you can't touch, depending on, you know, part of the country you're in, but you will pay anywhere from $200,000 to $400,000 for the same house that you paid about $20,000 for in 1970. So think about it. Look at the gap here. Wages have gone up at most, on average, like 600%, unless you're a CEO, and yet the cost of the average house has gone up, you know, thousands of percents. Only a few hundred percent increase in wages, but thousands of percent increase in cost of living, you know, cost of housing. So this is not by accident, guys. This is all done by design. It's all done on purpose. And it's creating poverty. I'm actually going to have a show on that very topic sometime, creating poverty. It's exactly what they're doing. They're doing it here. They're doing it all over. It's all about it's about control. It's not even so much that they want your money because they, you know, they want to hoard it for themselves. They create the money themselves. They don't need your money. It's just about it's about control. Again, they don't want your money to put it in their pockets so much as they just want it out of yours. They use this phony economic system that we have to control people. Anyway, I'm trying to see what stories I didn't mention. Okay, I guess we actually do have a caller, Roger, and I think he's in PA. Are you there, Rog?
Yeah, thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
For a moment there, I was with that trivia. I was afraid to be crushed by the news that chickens didn't have lips after all. hey, I just would have kind of liked to get on the last couple guests, but no apologies over spilled milk, please. If I could work forward, though, a bit, you know, the first guest was rattling off the millions of years and such, and I'm reminded as Rufus Rushdoony, and he probably learned it off somebody else, pointed out that there's no such thing as brute fact, that is, fact apart from interpretation. And we might say that reality exists quite apart from any of our apprehension of it, so there is truth and true fact. But and you can point in that same, and I think the doctrines of evolution are inherent to probably all the streams of the Eastern, any of the Eastern religious traditions require that as a irreducible religious presupposition.
Yeah, the idea of progressing to higher and higher levels.
You know, you can point to not being any brute fact, even like physical reality, according to that same tradition, those same traditions hold that all is Maya or illusion, so that even physical reality is mere illusion. And now, I on that brute fact and such, now I'm not aware of any strong evidence, let alone proof, that anything on the earth is, say, in excess of, say, 10,000 years old. I'm reminded that there was a couple of those types from the Institute of Creation Research, etc. They submitted some 3-year-old lies.
Well, yeah, I think he probably does go along with the multi-million year dating thing. But why he's so significant, though, is the point he was making is that according to their understanding, he's finding material, you know, human remains in formations that, by their own dating methods, date multiplied millions of years back, which is long before the time they claim the humans existed. So, I mean, whether you accept the dating method or not doesn't matter. The point he's making is that this totally trashes their whole premise. It shows what a scam it is. Something's wrong, you know.
Did you ever hear of there was one guy who was an orthodontist, and he actually got into the French boneyard to examine skulls of putative Neanderthals, and he discovered now this was under the in fact it was actually the reason I think not so much a guise, but the reason of looking at older human beings to see how the, you know, any orthodontic changes took place, and that was the let's call it the pretext under which he got in. And then see, he was a rarity because he, you know, they didn't want to let him in at all to see any of these skulls, and he used the letter of introduction from that first museum to then get in the British Museum, etc. And he eventually got escaped Europe on a high-speed chase just with X-rays that he took of these skulls. Once he properly realigned them, because they all had the skulls improperly aligned to support the Neanderthal, etc.
Oh, yeah, it's all piecemeal. They just take pieces of different animals and so put them together.
He proved with these X-rays that all of these boneyards, putative proto-humans, were in fact forgeries.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, D. James Kennedy.
Yeah, the only authentic skulls, really, is the Cro-Magnon and the Neanderthal. But, you know, that says nothing about evolution. What they represent, really, were just two no longer extant species, or species, races.
Well,
you know, every race has a different skull type.
Yeah, well, is there any such thing as a true proto-human skull that's not any that's any more genuine than Piltdown Man and the other one or two hoaxes? That's far beyond any proof at all that any of these putative proto-human bones
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I mean, in 100 and almost 160 years of paleontology, they have never found a missing link of any species. They should have by now found multiplied millions of them. It's a complete scam. And like Kremo was saying, that you know they know this.
And
they just don't want you to know it.
Yeah, now the dating techniques, one of these groups, ICR or whatever, took three-year-old freshly chipped off hunks of lava, sent it to three different carbon dating labs around the world, came up with years, ages ranging between 150,000 years minimum.
It's ridiculous. You know, theoretically, the technique should work, but it doesn't because they don't take into consideration a catastrophe that's happened in the past that offset the whole clock. So it doesn't work on any ground. It's their premise is wrong, and their methodology is wrong, and the results are always going to be wrong because they ignore this catastrophe factor. Anyways, that's all the time we got for today, folks. Thanks, Roger, for your call, and have a good day. We'll catch you tomorrow.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, welcome back to True Threats Radio, folks. Geez, I'm out to lunch today. I had a friend call me real early this morning, and I never went back to sleep. I'm really tired today, and I don't know. I thought for some reason it was later than it was. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so we're back here for a couple more minutes. I guess we still, Roger, you still there?
Yeah, thanks, Charles.
Yeah.
Did you want to finish
your point?
Yeah, well, the short of it on that topic was that all of the radio isotope dating methods are flawed to the point of near total worthlessness and rely on what are, at base, religious presuppositions, notwithstanding the ostensible scientific...
Well, you know what gets me is when it comes to, like, dating fossils, you know, say a dinosaur bone, they're actually, and again, the dating method doesn't work anyway, but even if it did, dating a dinosaur bone, the only thing that could tell you is how old the minerals are in the bone, or I should say the minerals that replace the bone, but that could never tell you how old the bone is. The bone has long since decayed. All you have left there is mineral. How could dating the minerals that have replaced the bone possibly ever give you any clue as to how old the original bone was that no longer exists, that's replaced by minerals that long preceded the existence of the bone?
Yeah, but they couldn't even tell you that, really, how old the bone
is. No, I know. But what I'm saying is that's the best it could ever tell you, and that couldn't tell you anything. I mean, this is what they're pawning off as science. There's no scientific method for dating dinosaur bones that has ever or could ever work. The whole thing is based on a complete fabrication, a complete fairy tale. And you don't need a PhD to see through this. So you have to wonder, the scientists who do this, you know, obviously, just like Kremer was talking, you know, they've got to know that this thing is bunk. There's no way that they can believe this. They're not that stupid.
Yeah, if you please, could I quickly go on to Cliff Kincaid?
Yeah, real quick. We just got another minute or two.
Yeah, I just, it's interesting. I very much appreciated the work of Accuracy in Media over the years. Yet the paradigm has changed from, you know, 15 years ago when their work was more relevant in the context of the constantly shifting paradigm. Now, I used to read Cliff Kincaid also when he was a contributing writer to The New American, and as pointed out, you know, Solzhenitsyn pointed out when he was at Harvard, you know, you'll take criticism from the left, but you won't take any criticism from the right, you know, and in the context of which today's slop that passes for conservative talk radio, you know, they love to get calls from liberals. The only thing that has to be screened and triple-filtered out to total exclusion is any, say, paleo-constitutional opposition to the war in Iraq, for example, or to the, based on several interviews I've heard of Cliff on some of these more neoconning talk shows, I take it that Cliff has come a long way since those days, the New American, where now he's pretty much glommed on to the casting of the domestic film.
With recent internet